Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I mentioned the growth of Kyle Manungai earning some of those additional opportunities. Maybe you can turn this Bears ground attack into a frightful event. We're seeing the technique of Colston Loveland really come to the fore as a blocker as much as a pass receiver. I love watching.
That is the voice of Anthony Heron. I believe that was on Fox 32 with the team, Luke Kanellis, Cassie Carlson, Tina Wynn. They do big Bears work every weekend, yeah. And it was nice to see Lou on there. And Anthony Heron.
Hey, Layla. I got to do my Lou Kanellis impression.
You have a Lou Kanellis impression?
That was pretty good,
Let's
actually.
Do it.
Hey, Layla. Do it again.
That's all I got, actually. Oh. I don't
Let's go to Lou Kanellis and at Soldier Field.
Hey, Layla. That's all I got for you. It's my best Lou.
It's like limited impersonation. I've known you do a few limited impersonations, like one or two words, and that's it.
So yeah. I've heard. Yeah.
Love it. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, talking again with Ann Heron, who was on Fox 32 after a big Bears win. And Ant likes to tell me what to watch for. Mm. You're like, what to watch for. Yeah, let's just keep them going. And you keyed in on tight end production.
Right.
This is before the game.
Mm-hmm. Pregame coverage, we do a show called Bears Game Day Live with the cast you referenced, myself and everybody at Fox 32. So we're on there every Sunday before the game starts. And I could see that the production, the targets, the involvement in the offense starting to uptick in recent weeks for Colston Loveland. That combined with the Bengals defense being – I mean, they're least effective in a number of categories, but specifically, opposing tight ends have been targeted at a rate against Cincinnati's young linebackers more so than any other defense in the National Football League with the way that folks would attack those linebackers with their tight ends. So it just seemed to me that because we'd seen several games in a row with several targets, several catches for Loveland, he's obviously more involved in the offensive game plan, not just the game Cole Kmet missed, but that had been going on for a few weeks. So he seemed ready, he seemed primed, and this defense really seemed like one that I felt like the Bears would be able to take advantage of. Not only what he was doing and showing capable of as a pass receiver, but his run blocking has really started to be increased as well. And with Cole Kmet back in the lineup, I think if Kmet were able to stay in the game, then both of them would have really had significant roles, but it was really nice to see that combination of Williams and Loveland and what they could mean. And it's one thing in the open field. That last touchdown throw and catch was special, and the run afterwards, but the red zone, where the Bears have struggled so much, and I was talking to you guys about this last week, where in the red zone you're trying to create either space or matchups, and Colston Loveland, he seems like a guy who could end up being a matchup problem. Not everybody who's big or fast is truly a matchup problem in the red zone, because there's a level of route running, body control, confident hands, ability to operate in tight spaces. Those things matter to make plays in the red zone. Colston Loveland seems to have those skills. So if that can become a thing where they can start to match up Colston Loveland to be a red zone touchdown maker, that'll really pay dividends.
What did you think of all the gadgetry that was involved? I mean, I thought it was interesting. The players talked about how the way Ben Johnson gets them ready for it by, you know, the install and everything else, they're just regular plays to them, and they have fun with it, but they're like, they're just regular plays.
When you go into a game and you're going throughout and you run like 55, 60 plays of offense, then, and when you're stalling, you're punting a lot, there's less opportunity to get to some of that. Not because it's not in the game plan, but you're not setting the opponent up a lot of this, you want to cycle up towards it from things you've seen on film, things you've shown earlier in the game that'll give you the chance to run an exotic, a deceptive, a gadget type of play. And so the Bears ran, what, almost 80 plays or something like that in the game? So you just get a chance to work these in, to set the opponent up. And one of the reasons that I was excited about the tight end position, and especially in the red zone, I was talking about it a bit on Bears Game Day Live, was the opportunity for potential tight end throwback to use some misdirection, because the Bengals defense, those rookies at linebacker, the inexperience in the secondary, their eye discipline is just awful. They void gaps constantly. Their landmarks are bad in pass coverage. So it just seemed to me like a game where they'd be able to test the eye discipline of the Bengals. And I said, when you get in the red zone and it's such a point of emphasis for them, look out for Caleb being on the run and throwing it back across the field to Colston Loveland. That's kind of what I had in my head. They didn't do tight end throwback specifically, but misdirection, just knowing that that'd be something they could attack. They did it a lot.
The Bears ran 76 total plays. The Bears. For 576 total yards. The Bengals ran 65 plays for 495 total yards.
Also,
and now I feel
yards.
Like I'm looking at a Big 12 box.
Yeah, it was all in context too. Like they didn't seem frivolous nor excessive, the trickery, hey, in the red zone. And I was all for it. Like, hey, if you're not getting the ball into the end zone, go ahead and have DJ Moore pass it to Caleb Williams for 2 yards to eventually tie the game at 7. And then you have, oh, man. By the way, is there a manual or a plan or a procedure that we are all to follow when Tyson Bagent enters a game? Because the alarm bell's going off when he goes into the game. I was talking about this with Weeder on the Take the North podcast because he was at the game. And they're watching in real time. They're like, Weeder is like, holy bleep, Bagent's going out there. Oh, my God, Caleb is still out there. What are they doing?
I hope
doing?
He yelled that in the press box. I mean, I hope he just screamed that at the top of
apparently
his lungs.
Apparently there was a little rustle in the force at that point in the press box.
Rustle where in the force.
Yeah, a little rustle.
A murmur? Yeah. Was there a murmur?
A murmur in the force. Yeah, that's right. I said a little rustle in the force. That's what was going on in that press box. But what did you think about that play and those two? That's in the fourth quarter.
Was that the hot potato?
That's the hot potato.
The hot potato was early. That was the Philly special for the first time.
The hot potato was the one where Caleb scored the touchdown.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. You could have named this the hot potato, too.
They didn't tell us what they called it. We need to know.
We'll find out. I think there is a name for it. I think Weeder had that too, but I'll text Weedsy on that. But yeah, the Caleb Bagent playing catch, the 15-yard play, Caleb gets it and runs down the sideline. That's after the Booker sack fumble, so it's a pretty big moment there. I know there were some people critiquing the fact that he's still doing trick plays in the fourth quarter, but you got 15 yards out of it. Did it make sense to you, or were you like, whoa, what are we doing here in the fourth quarter?
Made perfect sense to me. I mean, I don't think there's many people in this town over the past, whatever, 7-8 years that have had more smoke for Bears offensive play callers. Ben Johnson is everything we thought he would be this season. So I got zero issues with anything I see from him, because not only is it versatile, is it multiple, but it seems to consistently suit the moment. And that's where he's got concepts that can join, that build off of each other, not only in that individual drive or in that individual game, but throughout the scope of the season. And I think it wasn't frivolous, I think was your word, and I think that's accurate. Or if you didn't say it, you maybe should have. It wasn't frivolous at all with the way that the deceptions, okay, good, all right.
The deceptives were worked in throughout
the game, because of that defense, because of that opponent and the moments in the game they were worked in.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved, or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.
Well, also, you're trying to measure tendencies.
Right.
So if I'm game planning and I think that Ben Johnson says make same things look different, different things look the same, then I am calling a play based on what I know they have to commit to. So if I've established the run game, where are the bodies committed to to say spy on the run or commit to a tackle they don't want to lose? And the defense is trying to tell you what it's okay with giving up. So then therefore you're trying to call a play that is based on similar formations that worked with successful other previous calls, I'm assuming.
Right. And to throw Tyson Bagent onto the field and have him in the lineup, if nothing else, just sort of chemically in the locker room, it does indicate to me that as much as there is understandable scrutiny on Caleb and on the offense, and you know, after last week's game, I'm taking callers in post asking about Tyson Bagent and starting and everything else. But they're in this together, and they're enjoying these moments in the preparation together, and the comfort to in this media market, frankly, where you do something like that in New York or in Philly or in Chicago and say, well, the backup is going to get some run and throw it to the starter when the backup can very easily become a topic of conversation around here. And Ben Johnson and the Bears are very aware of that. But also, they're able to drown it out enough and just say, like, we're just out here making plays. And that entire Bears offense is out here, frankly, just in support of each other in doing these things, just trying to win games, and that's their focal point.
Anthony Heron with us in studio here on Raheem Harris and Grody. And look, making plays sounds so simple when you talk about the offense. On defense, you're like, please, somebody make a play. Austin Booker came off IR and was like, here I am, guys, this is what I can do. And also, by the way, Dayo Odingbo is walking around the medical tent getting checked out, and now I'm looking at Austin Booker like, hey, strip sack, force fumble, what can he do? What can we expect from him? He played 54% of the snaps.
So I love that particular rush I saw from Austin Booker.
Yes.
My concern is, well, let me start with the positive.
Okay,
let me
start with the positive. Give it to me straight.
Austin Booker, in those pass rush downs, it was nice to see him take some of those traits that we saw during the preseason and this long layoff and the ramp up to get him ready for game action. And in a critical moment in the game where a takeaway was going to mean something big, I tweeted it like right before that series. I was like, man, takeaway would be great for the Bears defense right now, just after what they had done on offense previously. And there's Austin Booker, strip sack on Flacco, a great rush with the long arm. And then he didn't just stay with the long arm. Like, rookie Austin Booker seemed to me to be a guy who's going to stay down the middle of that block. In the preseason, we saw growth where after he got into the middle of an offensive blocker, he was able to get off of that, use those levers with some additional movement to now come free towards the quarterback. And then he's got a great burst to finish. Now, if Dayo Odingbo is going to be out, and we already know that Shamar Turner is out, who's getting a lot of run at defensive end, the Bears' run defense, the growth in that run defense, is with some of the physicality that they have, not only in the middle, but on the edges and how they can hit blocks. Until proven otherwise, Austin Booker ain't ready for that. Like, as an every down defensive end in this scheme, where a lot of times you line up heavy on a tackle or inside eye on a tight end and you're fighting pressure from both sides, that's asking a lot for where he's at in his development. So if you don't have some of the bigger physical defensive ends available, and Austin Booker is your every down guy against other offenses that are going to run the ball more than 15 times in a game, then that's probably going to be a problem for the Bears.
Sounds like trouble.
Yeah. That is Anthony Heron. We have a request for you.
What up?
So we do this segment called Inside the Locker Room, and we're remixing the remix that we do. Mm-hmm. We need you to be present for some of the post-game reaction from Cincinnati, because, man,
it means more chicken for you.
It was interesting. And you get more chicken. See, the Take the North podcast is giving us
now for some more
gout-inducing
chicken. Let's go.
That's right.
Does chicken induce gout?
No, chicken does not induce gout.
Okay,
all right.
I don't have much experience with
shellfish. Shellfish has a lot of purines in the
Take the North just exhausted its budget for year 2025. So that's not bad, though, in November.
Hey, at least we did it, right? We did it.
Oh, crap, rent's due. No, never mind. That's my personal life. Got him.
That's rent's due, mother...
Yeah.
Some people got that reference.
Let's take you inside the chaotic meltdown that was the Bengals locker room with Anthony Heron next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk 3 times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.